have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
another day that the Lord has blessed us to live and see all that he has done for us and allow us to experience his goodness. Bible says it's because of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, and we thank God for him being good and having mercy on us. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for blessing us with this year. Thank you for giving us our life, our health, and our strength. We adore you. We thank you for being the great God that you are. And right now, God, I ask that you give us a word that we can eat on and live on so that we can apply it to our everyday life for being healthy as our soul prosper. We thank you for being the great God that you are. And we give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, we are grateful for this opportunity to share with the Elation Network, Elation Radio, and all the Elation affiliates, those that are tuning in all over. We appreciate your support. Thank God for Sister Kimmy, Kim doing what she does and projecting this vision that God has given her. We thank God that she is not tired yet, and she's doing just what the Lord has told her to do, and we see greater coming to this platform. We are going in a direction that God is projecting us and propelling us to go. More doors and more opportunities are coming to pass for the Elation Network. So we thank God for it. On tonight, I want to talk about put God at his word. Put God at his word. Exodus, the 32nd chapter, verses 13 to 14, and it reads, the King James Version, remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and saidest unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. Again, put God at his word. I remember a story of a young man who asked his dad to take him to the ice cream shop to purchase him his favorite ice cream, which was cookies and cream. And he went to his dad and said, Dad, will you take me to the ice cream shop? And his dad told him, the boy waited all week, and finally Saturday came, and he got up, got dressed, and he ran into his mom and dad's room and jumped on his dad and said, Daddy, remember what you said. You would take me to the ice cream shop, and today is Saturday. And the daddy, who was reluctant, tired, sleepy, wanted to just rest, but he remembered he gave this little boy, his son, his word. So he got up, got dressed, they hopped in the car, and they went to the ice cream place. Story goes on to say, as he was sitting in or standing in line and about to make their decision on the ice cream, that a man that he hadn't seen in 20 years was looking for him and finally ran into him in the ice cream shop and gave him a deed to a piece of property that had been heired to him years ago by his great uncle. If he wouldn't have done what his word said to do, he wouldn't have blessed his little boy, his word, and it could have damaged his little boy for years that my dad said he was going to do something, he didn't do it. And he wouldn't have got the deed to the heir property that was designed for him had he not pushed his will aside, pushed his flesh aside, and got up and taken his son to the ice cream shop to bless his life, also to bless his little boy. Oftentimes, God wants to bless us in ways that will blow our mind. He's the God that does exceedingly abundantly more than we could ask. Sometimes we cannot remind God, not that God forgets, but we don't remind God of what he said. For example, if we're sick, we ought to be able to tell God, you said by your stripes we are healed. We ought to tell him that Exodus 15:23 tells us that you are the God that healeth thee. We ought to be able to tell him Isaiah 53:5, that he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. We ought to be able to tell God and put him at his word, because the Bible tells us that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If God said it, he would do it. He said, Deuteronomy 8:18, that he's given us the power to make wealth. If he does not give us that power, which he will, then he will be a lie, and God is not a lie. If we're sick and he does not heal us, then we can put him at his word that, God, you said you are healer. Now I need you to heal my body, and God will do it. So whatever we put God at his word, he will do. God is not like us. Oftentimes we'll say, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and we don't carry out or follow through what we say. But God will not lie. He will do what he said. Children of Israel, who, as we know and have read, that these people were fickle, meaning they were back and forth. They were always, almost always unsatisfied. Nothing was ever good enough. Nothing was ever what they desired. It was always a complaint, always something they could murmur about and just not have their way. But it picks up Exodus 32, verse 13, where it says, remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. So they're talking to God. Moses here is talking to God, and he's telling God, remember your servant Abraham, who you made the father of many nations, and you gave him a son, Isaac, and then you gave Isaac a son to carry out the promise, who was Jacob, later known as Israel. Remember them. They were your servants. So basically, the writer is saying, these people served you. Remember them, God. Then he says, to whom thou swearest by thy own self. God himself put his own name on the line and said it unto them, I will multiply, not I might, not I could, not I'll think about it, not I'll consider, but I will multiply your seed as the stars in heaven. God is saying he will. To you that may be listening, God will heal you. God will deliver you. God will bring you out. God will help you to prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. God will deliver and raise you up to the potential that he has called you to be, if you will allow him to, because he will do just what he said he would do. He told these people, the children of Israel, I will multiply your seed as the stars in heaven. And if you've done any research, the children of Israel are one of the largest groups of people in our world. God multiplied them. He kept his promise to Isaac and Abraham and Israel, which was formerly known as Jacob, that he will multiply them as much as the stars in heaven. And all this land, which they were talking about, the country of Israel at that time, that I have spoken of, will I give it unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. The children of Israel will always, always inherit. Why? As long as the earth is in its place and God has not returned to take us home to heaven, the children of Israel will always inherit that land because God made a promise. And then it says the Lord repented, meaning he turned away. That's what repent means, to turn away of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. These were his people. He was angry because the people of God had made a golden image, because they had to see their God, or they were following other people that they had witnessed who worshiped all kinds of objects and things. But the children of Israel knew the one true God was the God that we are to worship. He was the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is supreme. He's the creator of all the universe. But yet, while they were on this earth, they seen other people worshiping golden cattle and other fixtures, and statues and things of that magnitude. So they figured they were following that footstep. But the scripture tells us that the Lord, even though he was upset, and isn't it amazing how God, he does get upset with the way we do things and the things that we do. But he loves us so much, just like he did the children of Israel. He repented of the evil which he thought to do unto this people. He wanted to punish them. He wanted to let them know that he was God and there's none beside him, and none can do and can compare to the great God that he is. But instead of harming them, instead of hurting them, instead of taking them out or even killing them, he made a decision to give them another chance. He repented. He turned away of the evil which he thought to do unto his people because they put him at his word. You may be dealing with a sickness. You may be dealing with a financial situation that's not good. You may be dealing with trying to purchase a home or a car or make a major purchase in your life. Maybe even trying to be putting your child through college or K-12, maybe even private school. You may have all kinds of obstacles running coming your way, a job situation, job security, all kinds of things and problems that we can have in this life. But you can put God at his word. You can say, God, you said that promotion cometh not from the east nor the west, but you're the judge. You'll take up one and you'll place down another. You said that I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm the lender and not the borrower. You said in your word that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. And we're righteous because of what Jesus did on the cross by shedding his blood for all our sins. We can put God at his word, and God will honor his word because he shows us right here. The Lord repented. He turned away of the evil which he thought to do unto this people. He wanted to take these people out. His plan was to totally annihilate them. But he remembered, he was brought to remembrance of his word that he said that he would take care of these children of Israel, that he will let them see the promised land. He remembered that word, and he repented of the evil which he thought to do unto this people. And we can turn the heart of God with his word. We can remind God of what he said, and he will do it. So tonight, I just encourage you to trust God and his word. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And God's word is a roadmap. It's a guide for us to live by. We have a guide right here in Exodus 32:13-14 that we can go to God and remind him of what he said. He said that he will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. We can remind him of what he said, and God is obligated by his own word to do just what he said on our behalf. And not because he doesn't want to do it, but he does it because he loves us. Because I often say this as a tool to gather people to get their thoughts and minds set on God to receive salvation. No matter what you've done, how you may have done it, who you may have done it with, God loves you, and he wants to change your life for the better. God wants you to be saved. God wants you to be healed. God wants you to be delivered. God wants to take you to higher heights and deeper depths in him. God wants to do some things in your life that will blow your mind. He wants to promote you. He wants to elevate you. He wants to make your whatever lane that you're living in or he's called you to be in, he wants to take you to the highest level you can go. The sky's the limit with God. We can be whatever we want to be that God has called us to be. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ. We can't do it alone. We can't do it because we have a great idea. But we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. He will give us the power. He will give us the ability. He will give us the might to be all that he has called us to be. He will repent of the evil which he thought to do of his people. He will repent of the evil that he may have had thoughts to us, but I'm reminded of Jeremiah 29:11, that it says, for I know the thoughts that I have towards you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Some versions say a hope and a future. God has good thoughts for us. He wants us to follow his word, live the life that the Bible prescribes, so he can take us to every height and every level that he wants us to go. Whatever your call is, whatever your ministry is, put God at his word. If God commanded you or gave you the vision to start a business, put God at his word. You may not have any money. You may not have any resources. You may not have any connections. But if God gave you that vision, say, God, I'm available to you, but I need this. I need that. Whatever it is you stand in need of, put God at his word. God will provide. God will open doors that no man can close. God will favor you and give you favor with him and man. God will do just what his word says he would do. Put him at his word. How can we put him at his word? By reading and studying his word. The Bible tells us, Paul tells the young preacher Timothy, to study to show thyself approved as a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing truth. He lets him know, get into that word, study the word, so you can live by the word, and you can quote this word to our God. Not that God has forgotten, not that God doesn't know, but I think it makes his heart smile when we put him at his word, when we can tell him what he said. We can tell him that he said that he will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. We can tell him that he said that we are healed by his stripes. He wants to hear from us that we know what he said. And when we put him at his word, he will do it, because God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If God said it, he will do it. He will perform his word. His word will come to pass. So put God at his word. From this day forward, tell God what he said, and I know God will do just what he said. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for blessing us with your word. We thank you that we can read your logos, your written word, as well as we can hear from your Holy Spirit, your rhema, your voice speaking to our spirit. And God, we ask you right now that you help us to be all that you call us to be, and we to put you at your word, that whatever you say, you will do it, because you will do what you said. We believe we have faith. You say without faith it's impossible to please you. So we believe, God, and we know that you will work everything out in our favor. All things work together for our good, and we give you all the glory for the great work that you're doing in our life that will be a testimony to all who encounter us. I pray a special blessing upon the Elation Network right now. Ask God that you continue to expand and grow the vision of Sister Kimmy. I ask God that you take the higher heights and deeper depths in you, that it become the beacon of hope and a light to this world, that they will know that God is working through and in the Elation Network. And God, we give you the glory and give you the praise, because we know it's done. And it's through the matchless, marvelous, and majestic name that we do pray. We thank you, God. Amen.
You are amazing.
I
couldn't find.